This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, transvestites of every gender.
We're there.
It's weird world.
Bye, guys. That was fun.
That was fun.
Wasn't it?
Yes. I like the hat.
Thanks.
It kind of matches the
curtains. I have a zit right here.
That'll do it.
So I was like, I need something.
It's either like unicorn or hat. Okay. See, I would have, if I had dealt with all the things in my face that need to be dealt with, I would just have to burka. Just go ahead.
Burka it up.
Burka. That would be the way to go.
Is that what that's called, or is it a hijab? What's it called?
Maybe the burka is the full dress, or maybe it's the head and the dress.
I'm sure we'll be corrected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our giant Muslim following will straighten us out. And if you're there and you're Muslim, we're thrilled actually to have you.
Absolutely.
And I would like to actually know, because I'm ignorant on some issues. That would be one of them. Mm-hmm. Muslim studies was not on the agenda at De Leon High School.
I was going to say.
Or the Bible college I attended. It should have been.
For 6 months? How long were you there?
I was there for a full year and a half.
Year and a half.
Ish.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm... I half-heartedly brag about the fact that I'm maybe the only guy that God called out of Bible college as opposed to two Bible college.
I think it was a good plan.
It worked. That's the way it was supposed to happen. All right. There are so many things to talk about that it's impossible to know where to start. We kind of started, I guess, with the trans thing. Everybody has seen, the Bud Light stuff.
Tampax.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I cannot. I mean, where are the feminists right now?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because the patriarchy is winning, according to feminists. I'm not one, so I don't really care. I just think it's really stupid that Tampax has a biological male doing commercials.
Yeah,
like.
If they wanted to have a biological male doing commercials, they should have hired me to go through the process of purchasing them at the grocery store. That's funny.
Real men purchase Tampax for their wives.
They do. Grow a pair, buy some. I'm just telling you. No, to do it unreservedly is fun, because I've stopped hiding them years ago. It's all been, yep, I'm getting them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that would be funny, but no, they've got a dude with all the equipment, obviously, I guess, still intact, buying them. And that's just wrong.
Nike? Promoting them.
Nike like signed
he,
the guy?
Like he has any idea what to do with that. Well, I'm sure he tried.
Right. But here's the thing. They don't care. Like I saw this morning that Anheuser-Busch, their stock was going down a bit.
A bit?
Not a ton. Not as much as I want it to. But yeah, it's trending down. But who knows about that stuff? The reality is they have so many brands. If you really want to boycott, you should look that up. I'll put them up. I'll let you see. These are the ones that you actually should collectively avoid.
Some of them really hurt, like Landshark.
She did an ad for Landshark years ago. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I show that?
That's fine.
Okay, there
if
she
can
is.
Find it.
I've got it.
Okay. So
there it is. It's Stella. I don't drink a ton of beer these days, but I do like Stella when I'm
Negra Modelo also.
If you're having a Mexican feast, yeah, well. I think we have to say no to all of it. I believe there needs to be a space somewhere on the interwebs that will move and grow as life expands, that tells us who's who.
There is it?
They're
already, it's called Public SQ.
PublicSQ.com. Mm-hmm.
It's an app, and you can find all the Patriot.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Here's the info. Actually, it'll be right here. Let's all join up. I'm serious. It's time for us to start speaking with our with our money. Wow.
And you can search businesses.
There you go. Okay. I love it. So Public Square, SQ. I like it. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I had a moment of inspiration. Actually, I think it was Scott's wife that had the original idea.
Go Cindy.
Last week, just as we were finishing up doing last week's episode, he told me this. I was like, dude, we have to do this. You can't just have that idea. You've got to do that. If you remember the old Budweiser commercial, and I'm old enough to not only remember the commercial, I know the three guys that did the three syllables. One of them was Bud,
Wise.
All Bud, Wise, and all got rich off that commercial because the residuals were ridiculous.
It was back when you could get rich off those, yeah.
It was a huge, huge commercial. And we put together our own little twist on it. And the last time I looked, it was over 2.3 million views.
So thank you.
Thank y'all.
For sharing.
And let's have a couple.
Caring. Sharing is caring.
Let's have a couple more. Here's 30 seconds of inspired response.
She's dude.
There you have it. So feel free to tell your friends about that. It's on my Facebook page. It's on YouTube. It's on our Turbulent Truth page. It's everywhere. So I think laughter is a weapon. I do.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So be funny when you're going to say what you're going to say anyway. If you say it angrily, you'll probably get an angry response. If you say it lovingly, you'll get a loving response. And laughter is somewhere in between. It's basically saying, I don't want to hurt you, but come on, you know?
This is really silly.
You're a dude. You're a dude. Hello.
Well, did you hear how this all came about? They hired, Anheuser-Busch hired a new marketing director.
Oh.
And she was, you know, all the sales were going down and all this stuff. And it was, you know, always directed towards the frat boys.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we need to change this, you know, more inclusive, blah, blah, blah. And so enters, what's this person's name? Dylan?
Yeah, Mulvaney.
Mulvaney,
is that right?
Yes.
I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. And it was, this brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. So I had this super clear mandate. It's like, mm-hmm. we need to evolve and elevate this incredibly iconic brand. What I brought to that was a belief in, okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men.
Mm-hmm.
And representation is at sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work. And we had this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor. And it was really important that we had another approach.
Wow. Okay, that's just super weird. Just, is it me? What is it about the tone? And this will sound like I'm putting everybody in that world in a box, and I am, because there's something in their voices. There's something in the way that their voice, the tone, the lilt of it, it's almost, they all sound the same to me, do they not? Am I imagining that?
University, the indoctrination camps that they attend for 5 to 8 years, whatever.
That would do it.
But that's how they learn how to public speak. It's very condescending.
It is.
And they usually end with a vocal fry.
Oh. that drives me nuts. That drives me absolutely nuts. Well, the... bottom line is, we need to collectively speak with your purchases. If you drink, don't drink that stuff. Just don't. Simple enough. And go to Public Square and voice your opinion there with your cash. There's different ways to spend your money. Buy American. Don't support the Chinese Communist Party, which is everywhere. If the company is owned by BlackRock and or Vanguard, it's probably dirty.
Jack Daniels, man. That's another one.
Jack Daniels. Now, I'm not a big whiskey drinker, but I am a Tennessean. And Lynchburg, Tennessee has been kind of a no pun intended, a linchpin of tourism. And it's just a little town down south. And it's a great little place, but, you know, there's not much there but that. They're going to lose that tourism. People are going to stop going to Lynchburg because it's owned by that. That's sad.
It is very sad. Yeah, I immediately looked. They did a whole drag queen thing, campaign, I guess, for, it's called Summer Camp or something like that.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was just...
That's so sad.
I immediately went and looked to see who the shareholders were, and it was Vanguard was number one. I was like, okay, got it. So they're all going for this ESG...
The score.
The corporations have something else. It's a CID.
CID, I think it is, yeah. Or CDI, I can't remember. It's the same thing. They're putting a bunch of letters up there to make it confusing, but ESG...
is a social score.
Yeah, but that's environmental, social, and governance. How well do you obey the rules? And then there's different acronyms that are all basically the same agenda. It's all climate driven. We're destroying the earth quickly. We got to fix it, and the only way to fix it is to make all oil vanish, and to live completely on electric grid, which is frankly impossible at this moment in time, and stupid. They are planning to destroy our economy. We've had this conversation before. You can't be this perfectly inept. You can't. You're gonna look out and do something right occasionally. They're not. Every single move, it's all orchestrated to tear down our society, to destroy our economy. Mm-hmm. And now, it appears as though we're thinking about taking on the Chinese and the Straits of Taiwan, and the Seventh Fleet is going to wind up at the bottom of the ocean. We are not ready to do that. We're not. There's 10,000 sailors that could possibly become the next Pearl Harbor if we keep pressing with the stupidity that they're pressing. Makes me so mad. And all we can do is voice your thoughts, speak to your congressperson. They're probably corrupt, but you should at least still tell them how you feel. And most importantly, you got to pray. You got to pray. I'm gonna put that song at the end of this episode again. We may not have another song for a minute because it's so important. That's our part of the gig. Mm-hmm. That's our part of the job. So speaking of godly people, how about the Dalai Lama?
Oh, boy. I just saw this morning.
That
vomited.
That is the weirdest thing I think of. It's bizarre to me.
I used to have so much respect for him, or the Dalai Lama.
What do you think? I know the darkness has this compulsion, this uncontrollable compulsion to reveal themselves. Sometimes mm-hmm. they'll show you who they are with their actions. Do you think that's what happened here? Because he tried to explain it as though it was part of the culture somehow. And
that poor kid didn't think it was part of the culture.
Well, and the culture responded very quickly and very loudly. No, that is not true. There's nothing in our culture that asks.
Okay, well, tell them what happened.
Okay.
Because it is very disturbing.
It is. We should actually show it. Here you go.
and suck my tongue.
That's sick. You know, people talk about a special place in hell.
Yes.
I'll bet it's all pretty special, just for the record. But I'm sorry if it's wrong. I know you're supposed to hate what God hates. It's okay to hate what he hates. It's a four-letter word. I get it. We're all about the love. I agree. And you got to hate what God hates. And I promise you, he hates that. Mm-hmm. And if there is a special place, adios. So we touched on it a second ago, but this whole Chinese ready to fight thing, even the mainstream media is pushing it, which means they want it, you know? I know the war machine is filthy. How can it not be in some ways? We have clearly financed both sides of most wars because the love of money is the root of all evil. So there's that. The Pentagon leaks recently has been really eye-opening. I don't know if you've had a chance to see any of that.
Not.
There are hundreds and hundreds of documents that leaked out of the Pentagon, specifically about the Ukraine-Russia conflict. They're so timely. It's not like, wow, this happened 6 months ago. No, 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 no. These are plans that the Ukrainians had to change because now the Russians know what their plans are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that current, right?
Who leaked it?
It had to be somebody inside, obviously. It kind of somehow gives me hope, I guess, that there's a chunk of our military machine that is not going along with the plan of the woke darkness. I don't know how they, I don't know how they get from that point to the next point, but there's clearly, let's say pushback on all that stuff. I mean, you start looking at the amount of money that we have sent to Ukraine, the undeniable reality that Hunter Biden was benefiting, and hence the Biden family in its entirety, the big guy. Remember that phrase, the big guy?
10% to the big guy.
Yeah, which, by the way, we have a great shirt for that. You should probably buy one. Your pastor will think it's funny. No, the Biden family clearly benefited from that. He's on camera pointedly discussing how he's not going to let them have the money until they fire the guy that's prosecuting his son or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
How clear. I mean, he might as well have had the interviewer suck his tongue. It's that blatant. They're on the same level. Look at me. I'm above it all. I can say and do anything I want to do. And no, I'm not going to be held accountable for it. That's going to change. That will change. I can't do it. Can you do it?
No.
She can't do it. You don't feel like you can do it. Collectively, we actually can. Back to pray. That's all we have at this moment. We're not going to take up arms and start shooting at people. We're not. That's not who we are. If they shoot at us, we're going to shoot back and probably not going to miss. But we're not going to initiate something stupid. But the one thing that we can do aggressively is fast and pray for our country. And anytime somebody encourages you to do it, do it. Glenn Beck last week asked his entire audience, millions of people, to fast on Good Friday. And they did.
That's awesome.
Those kinds of things get the attention of heaven. They do. And if you don't believe in that, then you're watching the wrong podcast, because we do.
So I don't know if I told you, but our friends in Oregon.
Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Yep. He went to Home Depot to get some stuff for the house, and when he went to pay, they said, "We no longer accept American currency."
What?
First of all, American currency, like...
Yeah.
The dollar, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder what would happen if you walked in with Chinese yuans. They would take that. They wouldn't take American mm-hmm. cash at Home Depot.
And then the day before, they were one of the phone carriers. I can't remember if it was Verizon or T-Mobile. It doesn't matter. Same thing. They wouldn't accept cash.
Hmm. You think they're setting us up for a little CBDC action?
I believe so. I think so. I think that's really what they're trying to do. So I don't know how we fight back against that.
I don't either. I don't. I know there's different currencies that are supposed to, they're like simmering, that are supposed to pop. I don't understand all that stuff. I probably should dive into it.
The rainbow?
Yeah, what's it? It's called currency?
Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about it to speak intelligently about it.
Right.
So.
Let's don't.
No.
Oh, haven't seen this. Did you know this?
Probably not. What?
Switzerland canceled the COVID vaccine.
Oh, and exciting news, exciting news.
What?
Biden ended the COVID-19 emergency.
It's over?
It's over.
And
he did it a day early.
Because he cares. Because he cares.
It's like, we're still doing this? Like, for real?
Wow. So, I know you felt the emergency until just recently, and something in your spirit went, whoa, a burden just lifted. What was that? Well, that was Joe declaring that no longer is there a COVID emergency. No kidding. Good grief. Unbelievable. Yeah, but Switzerland withdraws all COVID vaccination recommendations. All of them. Wow.
Yeah, the data is not lying. That is for sure.
No, it's not. It is not. And the data about what it's doing is not lying either.
Just breaks my heart that there's still people, and I know it's just pride that, you know, they're the ones that were doing it for everybody else and whatever they felt. But you cannot argue against this data that's it's just pouring in.
And the more jabs you got, the worse shape you're in, basically. I'm not a doctor, but that's pretty much the diagnosis across the board. It just, it attacks your whole system. It does. It
starts. Naomi Wolf is a good place to start reading about all of this stuff if you have not.
Yeah, here's the link for Naomi Wolf. If you have any questions about the vaccine or the process or any of the data, this woman has done it all.
Mm-hmm.
She put together an army of people to collect all the data and to go through it.
The Pfizer documents, yeah.
All the Pfizer documents, mm-hmm. all of it. They tried to overwhelm us with enough information that you wouldn't ever really be able to find the truth. She countered that with creating an army that went through it all, every word.
Attorneys, doctors, like these are
professionals
that did it.
And you can actually buy it now. It's
The Bodies of Others.
Oh, yep. Wow. That's a compelling title. Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll put that up too so they can check it out.
And what's great is she doesn't align with us. She's a Democrat.
No, she was. I think she has since become sort of agnostic politically.
Both sides are psycho.
Yeah, they're both nuts. Okay, this is hilarious. Hundreds of children erupt in Let's Go Brandon chants on the floor of the national wrestling tournament.
Stop it. No, they did not.
Okay, I have to see. I have to know. Kids, there is hope.
I don't think I could be more proud than I am right now.
There is hope for America.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Now, was it really like that?
Oh, yeah.
Was it towards?
Yes, yes. That's the only
chief.
That's the only time that phrase is used. Yes, yes. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Kids are not stupid. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Well, good grief. I guess we ought to tap out of here at some point. Speaking of tap out, did you see the UFC fighter guy do his
mm-hmm.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, we have to check that.
Here's Joe. I love you guys, man.
Well, I love you too, man. You had a fantastic career, and it's been an honor to call your fights. I'm a huge fan, and I've appreciated everything you've done.
Also, I want to say, greatest president in the history of the world, sitting right there. I love that guy. We also got the greatest governor of all time here in Florida, Let's keep Florida free, a red state, and let's take that. You know who? Let's go Brandon out of power and replace him. If I could get it just one time. Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! I'm out, y'all. 305 for life.
Miami, make it loud for Jorge Masvidal!
Yes. Love it. That's so fun.
Okay. So, yeah.
Alpha. That was an alpha.
That was an alpha move, big yeah. time. Good grief. Yeah, that's Masvidal, I think, is his last name. That was his last fight.
Oh.
Sadly, he did not win the fight, but he went out in style. Good grief. So, I guess Trump was sitting ringside mm-hmm. with Mike Tyson.
Dana White.
Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, Kid Rock. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Which, if you didn't see his machine gun fully auto Bud Light response, you ought to Google that. We can't endorse the horrible words that he said.
No.
But it was pretty dang funny.
It was very funny.
Very effective. Yeah. Very mm-hmm. effective. All right, so we appreciate your viewing. We appreciate your time because it's valuable. I thank you for being here.
Scott returned.
No, no. Now it's okay for him to just be gone. You settled in nicely. You do a great job. You do.
Okay.
And you're so much prettier. Yes.
But he's funnier.
That was a fully sexist remark. You know, but if I got to pick pretty and funny, I'm sorry.
Stop.
Okay. So I'm Gary Chapman.
I'm Cassie Chapman.
And this remains Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
The anger and the flames, it's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
And now they are blocking freeway traffic as you...
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna forgive their sins and heal their land. Humble yourselves and pray. Seek my faith and turn from your wicked ways. Then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. And pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear for heaven and I forgive for sin and heal their land.
just pray. Pray.